State of Emergency. I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News. With thousands of migrants arriving on buses from border states, New York City is under a state of emergency. Fox's Charles Watson has the details.
So New York City Mayor Eric Adams declared that state of emergency in part to request aid from the federal government to get help with the large migrant groups that are being bused on a daily basis. Adams says the city is seeing anywhere between 5 to 9 buses a day as more buses with migrants on them rolled into New York City's Port Authority, adding to the more than 17,000 migrants Adams says have been sent to New York City since the spring. Many of those on buses that have been chartered by Republican governors in both Texas and Arizona seeking to pressure the Biden administration to changing its border policy.
Mayor Eric Adams says that more shelters need to be built and has even worked on a deal with Norwegian Cruise Lines for additional shelter avenues. With the midterm elections coming up in November, Vice President Kamala Harris in Austin, Texas, Saturday, discussing her fears regarding the impact the reversal of Roe versus Wade could have globally.
I think we all appreciate what our administration, the president and I, and so many of us have been doing to characterize this moment as truly a healthcare crisis with potentially global impact.
Thousands of activists participated in the Women's Wave March in Washington, D.C. Saturday. With the Hurricane Ian recovery efforts in Florida underway, the state's governor, Ron DeSantis, says resources will be used for as long as it takes.
We're here as a state for the long haul because we understand this is something that is going to require a lot of effort over a lengthy period of time.
The Cleveland Guardians beating the Tampa Bay Rays 1-0 in 15 innings to reach the American League Division Series, where they will face the New York Yankees. America is listening to Fox News.
It's time to take the quiz.
5 questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course, listen to the quiz at thequiz.fox.
Residents in Southwest Florida preparing their hurricane-damaged homes for even more rain. Fox's Will Nunley has the latest from Fort Myers, Florida.
With the possibility of rain showers in the forecast this week, there is a scramble for people trying to get their roofs covered and shored up, and that's where Operation Blue Roof comes in. This is a partnership between FEMA and the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers, and they're using a special tarp to go around to thousands of homes in the area that are on a waiting list to try and cover these roofs before more rain damage can happen. I was speaking with the homeowner here that received this first roof repair. She said she's happy to see it. She rode out the storm, not something that she ever plans to do again. And it's a special kind of tarp. It's not necessarily the kind that you'd have in your backyard.
A Maine college professor is in hot water regarding a statement she made on gender and sex. More from Fox's Paul Stevens.
Students at the University of Southern Maine are demanding that Professor Christy Hammer be fired for saying that only 2 biological sexes exist. The Bangor Daily News reporting that Hammer first made that statement last month in her Creating a Positive Learning Environment class. Just one student in the class agreed with Hammer, while the others insisted that a spectrum exists for gender and biological sex. She repeated her stance a week later, prompting another complaint from a non-binary student. The school saying that Hammer will not be removed, but it will offer an alternate section of the grad level course for those who want a different professor.
NBA star Draymond Green taking an indefinite break from the Golden State Warriors.
Green was involved in a physical altercation with teammate Jordan Poole during a midweek practice. The 4-time NBA champ punched Poole in the face. Green has apologized to both Poole and to the organization. A video of the fight was leaked to TMZ, which prompted Green to leave the squad for the next few days. The Warriors open the season October 18th against the Los Angeles Lakers.
That's Fox's Bob Mortally. I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Kilmeade. I want you to join me weekdays at 9 a.m. East as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and, of course, what you think.
Listen live or get the podcast now at BrianKilmeadeShow.com.